1220. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here, and then we'll get into your Florida legislative update. So, top three stories. President Xi from China has arrived in Russia amid the Ukraine war. The first visit he's made to Moscow since Russia invaded Ukraine. And the House Republican chairman has called for the Manhattan DA to testify about the politically motivated prosecution of one President Donald J. Trump. Basically, this is the House Republicans starting to intervene with the case that is expected to indict and arrest Trump tomorrow. So now they're starting to intervene a little bit, wanting to probe the Manhattan probe. Talking about too many probes. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says that Americans should not protest tomorrow if Trump is indicted. Trying to keep the peace there. We were talking about this earlier. New York City apparently is preparing for protests. And I'm like, in New York City? Like, I don't know if there's enough Trump supporters in New York to really worry about having that much civil unrest, unless there's some sort of organized caravan or something that's headed to the city. But I guess we'll see what happens tomorrow. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get to our Florida legislative update. So we were just talking about, for our sign of the apocalypse, how the Biden administration wants to make it, if you do not use somebody's preferred pronoun, it could be considered a human rights violation. Well, in the meantime, the state of Florida is trying to pass a bill that is going to restrict the use of preferred pronouns in schools. So basically, it would say you can't use preferred pronouns. You can't be doing that kind of thing. I have some thoughts on that, but first let me hit some of these other stories. Senate has okayed a bill pertaining to custody transfer sites and booster seat requirements. So it would require safe zones to be established by law enforcement around the safe transfer of children between custodial parents. Then the other one was it would require county governments to set up areas near public buildings where legal child exchanges could take place. And then a bill would change requirements for putting children in car booster seats. So SB 1374 would dispose of any guidelines regarding the height and weight of children and simply put requirements for children to be in booster seats through age 7. For children under age 3, the requirement would be for rear-facing seats with a 5-point harness. So right now, there's height and weight requirements. It would get rid of that and just do it through age instead. And then there's a bill that would reduce campground liability. And I'm like, what do you mean campground liability for what? Well, apparently, there's been a lot of lawsuits recently over of campground, like people suing campgrounds because they were attacked by wasps, because a bear came in and destroyed their property, because, you know, any kind of normal, natural, outdoorsy type thing, and then somebody's property gets damaged, and they're wanting to sue the campground from not, I guess, what, liability? Like, you should have protected us from the bears. Like, you're in that, like, I don't understand people. I don't get it. So the bill passed that. And then finally, a housing bill, affordable housing bill. We've mentioned this one before. It's going to provide incentives for investment in affordable housing and mixed-use development. That bill is headed to the House floor to vote on as a full House now. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I want to go back to this preferred pronoun situation that's starting to grow more and more and more. I mentioned last week even that there was a situation not too long ago. I was trying to hire somebody for one of my entrepreneurial endeavors that I'm involved with. And when I got the application, it has they had their LinkedIn address. So I go to the LinkedIn address, and the LinkedIn address had preferred pronouns under their description. So I had like their name and then preferred pronouns, he, she, or whatever it was. And I was like, I mean, I immediately tossed it. I didn't even look at the rest of the resume. I didn't even care. I just knew that that was a person I wasn't going to want to work with. And I was talking to somebody about that, and they go, wasn't that just a little prejudice? And I was like, I don't care. What are you going to do? Just, I said, we don't have any bills or any laws that says you can't discriminate against somebody who wants to use preferred pronouns. And I was like, maybe we will pass one. But right now, I'm going to 100% discriminate against somebody who wants to use preferred pronouns. So much so that they're putting it in their LinkedIn description. I definitely don't want something. And it was funny because a short time after that, I got this, I saw this Instagram feed, or maybe it was TikTok, I don't know, somebody sent it to me actually, and it was actually a young girl, looked like she might be in her 20s, and said, I can understand why somebody would not want to hire somebody with that uses preferred pronouns, because somebody who uses preferred pronouns is trying to indoctrinate you in one way or another about the way they believe society should be. And that kind of person is also somebody who is trying to bring awareness of woke ideology, as well as bring awareness to issues that they think that matters. And so if they find while they're working at your company that you're not doing things the way they feel like you should, they're going to create a lot of problems. They're the kind of employee who more than likely will end up suing over something they feel to be a slight or what do you call it? We're not being like taken seriously or something like that. That's the kind of employee who would end up suing. So they were like, I can see why an employer like, look, this is a lawsuit waiting to happen. I'm going to avoid that person. And I'm like, that was exactly like that. Just summed up exactly what it is. It was like, just by seeing the preferred pronouns on the application, I immediately went, that is a slew of problems. And it, by the way, it has nothing to do with, well, that you probably just don't like them because they probably don't politically align with you. It has nothing to do with it. I have some of my closest friends are far left liberal, not just left. They're far left liberal. And I have other friends who are like anarchist in the other way, other direction. I have friends from all over the spectrum, and I have people I work with from all over the spectrum. But when you get to that level, that's different. That's different than just, I believe these things. This is, I'm going to push this on you. You have to accept what I'm going to put out. And if you don't, then I'm going to create problems for you. That's what that is. That's different than, hey, you believe what you want to believe. I believe what I want to believe. That's, hey, you believe what you want to believe, and then I'm going to show you how you're wrong, and I'm going to sue you for it. So I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I see preferred pronouns. I run the other direction. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We do have a few accidents. Nothing that's going to slow you down too bad, but 9 Mile Road at Plainfield Avenue. We do have an accident that just occurred, so just keep your eyes out for that, as well as Pine Forest and 9 Mile Road. Again, roadway is clear, no roadblocks there, but we did have an accident there that happened just a little while ago. 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. We have completely posted speeds. Nothing to slow you down, as well as 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report, again, brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Register today for the Navy Federal 13th Annual 5K on April 1st in downtown Pensacola. Race starts at 8 a.m., begins and ends at Seville Quarter. For more details or to register, go to NavyFederal.org/5K. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. first of all, got our daily dad joke that we'll share. And then we got some statistics pertaining to the top 10 most visited national parks. And the list may be surprising to you. And I know a couple of them surprised me. I'll share that with you coming up in about 8 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Trump Tower and the Manhattan Criminal Court are currently surrounded by barricades. This as New York City is preparing for former President Trump's possible arrest. He could be indicted by a grand jury investigating the documentation of hush money payments made to Stormy Daniels. China's president is being admonished to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky. National Security Spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. is hoping Chinese President Xi Jinping will press Russian President Vladimir Putin to halt the war in Ukraine and withdraw all troops. The government of France will stay in place for now, this after it survived a no-confidence vote following massive protest against the measure that would raise the nation's retirement age. President Emmanuel Macron wanted to raise it to 64 from the current age of 62. And a man facing charges after allegedly assaulting an Ohio police officer with a bag of beer cans. On Saturday, Christopher Dashner was being questioned by Toledo police when he swung the bag of beer cans at the officers and also dug his fingers into an eye of one of them, facing charges of felony assault. I guess the big question, which would determine the severity of the charges for me, Bobby, were the beer cans all full? Because that would really hurt.
Yeah, that would be, that would definitely change it from a something that you're like,
first degree misdemeanor to like felony attempted murder. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. It would change it dramatically right there. So, yeah, I'm seeing all these stories about the barricades up in New York, like they're getting ready for these major protests.
There must be a big bus tour.
Gotta be something like people wanting to come in.
I feel more likely outcome would be, you know, if charges are announced and there's an arrest, that, you know, scores of people would be coming out of their downtown Manhattan offices and, you know, singing the Who song, you know, in the Grinch. I don't know. That seems more likely in New York City.
Yeah, exactly. I don't see, I would see that more than I see them protesting the streets over a former president being arrested. I don't think Trump's beloved in New York City very much. So, and going along with that too, I was saying that over the weekend, you had people like Elon Musk saying that they believe if he is indicted and arrested, that just is going to solidify him winning in 2024. And I'm like, whoa. That's like the opposite of what at least the prosecution is believing that will happen, is that if he's indicted and arrested, even if they don't come up with a conviction, that will be enough that he'll lose support. Yet I saw a lot of things happening over the weekend of people saying this is going to backfire. This is going to give him more support.
Yeah.
And I was trying to find out why would they think this? The only thing I could see is because they don't believe that he's going to be convicted. And so it's going to show that this was a witch hunt. And so when it shows that it was a witch hunt, people are going to side with Trump in 2024.
If there's anything that the 2016 presidential election and everything that went up to it taught me, it's that when it comes to Trump, you have to throw out all conventional understanding and amen. Wisdom. You know, I
amen to that. I mean, I remember when he announced in 2016, I was saying all the way up to that point, I was like, I don't think he's going to run. I don't think he's going to run. Yeah. He's not going to give up his business.
He won't win Iowa. He won't, you know, be in the top four. Iowa. I mean, it's just,
exactly. I was like, he won't run. But as soon as he ran, I was like, okay, he's going to be the Republican nominee. And people were like, what? Are you crazy? And I'm like, I'm just telling you, it's a celebrity thing. And he's going to astound. And sure enough, he did. And stuff didn't make sense. Like, he had the evangelical Christian support. This very un-Christ-like individual had the evangelical Christian support. It's things like that. It was just like, he's an anomaly. I don't get it.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. Don't underestimate him no matter what. So, all right. Thank you very much. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Nothing major to slow you down this afternoon, but we do have typical afternoon traffic. That's Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. Davis Highway, right near the interstate. Expect some slow traffic as you head northbound towards Olive Road, I-10, I-110, nothing to slow you down. And throughout Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge, we are looking good. See something else? Give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're talking about preferred pronouns. That's becoming a bigger and bigger thing. You got one aspect where the Biden administration is trying to say if you do not use somebody's preferred pronoun, you could be considered a human rights violation. On the contrast of that, Florida legislature is trying to pass a bill that prevents schools from using preferred pronouns. And I was saying how in my entrepreneurial endeavors, when I have somebody I try to hire and I looked at their LinkedIn profile and they have their preferred pronouns in there, I automatically just, they're out. Don't even consider them. And I got a text here that says, my brother was a teacher at an all-girls academy in North Carolina. He's also a minister, but not at that location. The academy started to require staff to address the students with their preferred pronouns. He wouldn't do it being that these are young girls, and or he'd say that they're young girls and ladies, and he would address them as such, and he was pressured into retirement. Here's another text. Where I work, we were asked to put our preferred pronouns into our work profile and on our emails. Oh, I see. So it could be a situation where I'm sitting here being judgy. I'm being all kinds of judgy, like, oh, that person uses a preferred pronoun, but they might have been told to do so from their current employer. Interesting. Text here. So sick of President Rump. I don't know if that was a typo or not. The bad thing is, unless DeSantis runs, there is no one else to vote for. There could be others in the Republican Party or even the Democrat Party. I don't think Biden's going to run again. I just don't think so. Here's another text. Do you think that Trump is going to have the majority of the evangelical vote in the primaries? Not this time. He did last time, though. That was the shocking thing. He would get the evangelical vote over Marco Rubio, over Ted Cruz, over all these guys. But there you go. So I don't know. My preferred pronouns are told you so. That's funny. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Daily Dad Joke. So stick around for that. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
I renamed my toilet Jim. That way I can say every day I went to the gym. I do like it. I like it a lot. According to the U.S. National Parks, the levels of visitors are starting to return to pre-pandemic levels. The most visited, Blue Ridge Parkway, followed by Golden Gate, Great Smoky Mountains, Gateway, Lincoln Memorial. But coming in eighth, Gulf Islands National Seashore as the eighth most visited national park. That's cool right now, Bobby Ross. Informative, local, dependable. The 27th Annual Gulf Breeze. It's the 27th Annual Gulf Breeze Arts Festival coming up this weekend, March 25th and 26th. And join us as we're out there. You can explore 100-plus local, regional, and national fine artists, food vendors, a student art show, local artist art show, a silent auction, and more. So be sure to check that out this weekend over at Gulf Breeze. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3 coming up here in about 8 minutes, about 6 minutes at your Fox News update, which is our national news partner. So let's get to your top three stories and then we'll get into your sports hit. So President Xi Jinping from China has arrived in Russia amid the Ukraine war, his first visit to Russia since Russia invaded Ukraine. House Republican chairman has called for the Manhattan DA to testify about his politically motivated prosecution of Trump. Basically, this is the House Republicans starting to intervene with the Manhattan prosecution that is expected to indict and arrest Trump tomorrow. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, in the meantime, says that Americans should not protest if President Trump is indicted. This comes about after President Trump encouraged his supporters to protest. So, a little back and forth right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That's your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. So, NBA is on NBA TV tonight, 7 o'clock, Dallas Mavericks against the Memphis Grizzlies, and then Major League Baseball preseason. So opening day for Major League Baseball for the regular season is going to be 10 days from now, on March 30th. So we're still in the preseason. Miami Marlins lost today against St. Louis. Pittsburgh beat Boston. Atlanta Braves beat Tampa Bay. Phillies beat the Orioles. Toronto beat Detroit. The Reds beat the LA Angels. Arizona beat Chicago White Sox. Tie game between the Cleveland Guardians and the Texas Rangers. Seattle Mariners beat Milwaukee, and right now it's tied one apiece between the Mets and the Washington Nationals. Top of the third inning, tied at one apiece. Then we get a little bit of a break from the NCAA men's basketball that won't pick up again until Wednesday, but NCAA women's basketball is going on today. So earlier, Ohio State came ended up holding off number 6 UNC to win by 2 points. So number 3 seed Ohio State ended up advancing. Right now on ESPN2, number 4 Tennessee is dominating number 12 Toledo 36-17 with 5 minutes left in the half. Then on ESPN later at 6 o'clock, number 5 Louisville play number 4 Texas. In women's basketball, ESPN2 has number 9 Miami against number 1 Indiana. Then number 7 Baylor plays number 2 UConn later tonight, and Oklahoma plays UCLA. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus, and NHL Network has the Florida Panthers against the Detroit Red Wings at 6 o'clock. Then, so we've got your final, or the Sweet 16 has been set now for an NCAA men's basketball. And like I said, it'll tip off again on March 23rd and 24th. So for the Sweet 16, I only have 3 teams that are out of it in my bracket. I had Arizona, Kansas, and Marquette. So the rest of my teams are all pretty much intact. So we've got Alabama against San Diego State, Houston against Miami, Xavier against Texas, Creighton against Princeton, FAU against Tennessee, Arkansas against UConn, Kansas State against Michigan State, and Gonzaga against UCLA. I'll get you your sports news right after traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. Our roads are looking good right now on I-10. Nothing to slow you down throughout Garcon Point, Pensacola, and into Mobile. Both directions are looking good. On Highway 90, expect your typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Throughout Pace and Milton, we don't have any slowdowns on Highway 90, as well as on Berry Hill Road, Chemukla Highway, and Woodbine Road. Nothing to slow you down. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And again, this traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. Help ECUA ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. Go to livegreenecua.com or download the Recycle Coach app today. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so in your sports news, Rick Pitino is leaving Iona, returning to the Big East. He's agreed to a contract with St. John's. Georgetown has hired Ed Cooley, poaching him from Big East rival Providence. In the NFL, the Miami Dolphins have officially exercised Tua Tagovailoa's fifth-year option. We were told that they were going to do that. Now it's been official. And Frank Reich, head coach for the Panthers, says he will not rule out Bryce Young over his height. So that's some of your sports update for you on Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Now, back here to Pensacola area, Pensacola area's homelessness is up by 30%. And that's just based on the latest count. That is the highest count in 8 years. And it also shows a large undercount of the homeless population in our area. So Opening Doors of Northwest Florida is reporting the preliminary numbers from this year's point in time to 949 individuals recorded as homeless. That is a 30% increase from a year ago, but they do believe that this is a significant, there's a significant number that has not been counted. And so like they said, this is just going to give us a sense of where we are in our community, but it's not an exact number because of the large number that's undercounted or not counted at all. Now, you know, when you look at this, we had a 30% increase just based on the, you know, on the initial numbers anyway. So we've got a 30% increase in homelessness in the Pensacola area. And it does kind of make me wonder two things. One, do you think the homelessness increase in our area is from transients coming to the area? Because, hey, warmer or whatever it might be, or is it just we have more people who are becoming homeless because of the current economic conditions? And I don't really know myself, and I just was thinking about it, and I think it's probably a little bit of both. There's probably some that are becoming homeless because it's getting to be really unaffordable to live in Pensacola now, but I'm betting a lot of it is transients who have just passed through and just stopped and just stayed, basically. What are your thoughts? 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. By the way, I got this report from stacker.com. They have the most expensive zip codes in the greater Pensacola area as far as homes in the Pensacola metro. The top, Gulf Breeze. 32561 has the most expensive home in the area and by far. Typical home value around $617,000. Next would be 32566, which is over in Navarre area. And so it went from Gulf Breeze having $617,000 typical home value. The number two area, Navarre, $362,000. So almost half, 40% less than what Gulf Breeze had for the 32561 zip. All right, so 32561, highest, most expensive homes. 32566, number two, 32563, which is also in Gulf Breeze. Then Pensacola, 32507 is the second, is the fourth highest area. Pace, 32571, 32533 zip code in Cantonment comes in sixth. Coming in seventh is 32502. Coming in eighth is 32577 in Molino. 32503 in Pensacola comes in ninth, and the 10th most expensive area for housing in the greater Pensacola area is zip code 32583 in Milton at $233,000. Interestingly enough, the zip code that had the highest increase in home prices, though, was the one that came out as sixth overall, Cantonment. 32533 jumped up 25.4% from a year ago. 25.4% compared to a year ago. However, the biggest jump over the past 5 years, 32502 in downtown Pensacola. 32502 had a one-year price jump of 20.5%, which is actually one of the lowest out of the top 10. But over a five-year period, the typical home value has jumped up 92.2%. 92% over the past 5 years in zip code 32502. Now, a lot of that, I'm sure, as you've seen, been because they've been buying up older homes, tearing them down, building these McMansions, things like that in that zip code area. But 92% increase in just the past 5 years. That's a lot. That's a lot. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Got a text here that says, well, that's interesting because 32507 has a really large poverty area countered by Perdido Key prices. Yeah, possibly as well. Then we got here, we're talking about why do we have such a big increase in homelessness in our area? 30% homelessness. And got a text here says, well, it's because the climate is good and the people are generous. That's true. We do have a lot of generosity in this area. And so it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, and we got top stories on foxnews.com.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my
got a text that says, where can I find that housing data that you were just going over for the pricing? It's from a website called stacker.com, but I'll just go ahead and text it to you. And so if you're interested, you can just text me. I'll text it over to you as well. Let's get traffic on the fives, and then we'll go get an update from Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Roads are looking great this Monday afternoon. Only thing to slow you down is going to be Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Our typical afternoon traffic, but I-10 and I-110 are looking good, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, Governor Ron DeSantis says the investigation into former President Trump allegedly paying hush money to an adult film actress is political in nature. DeSantis accused the Manhattan DA of ignoring crimes in his own backyard while going after something that happened years ago. The U.S. sending Ukraine another aid package as Russia's invasion of the country goes on. The latest package is worth $350 million, includes many things like howitzers and anti-tank weapons. President Biden issuing a first veto on the Republican-backed bill. Biden rejected the measure, which would have reversed a Labor Department rule on environmental, social, and governance investing, also known as ESG. Biden said the bill would risk Americans' retirement savings by making it illegal to consider risk factors, quote, MAGA House Republicans don't like. And the state of Idaho could use a firing squad to execute a death row inmate in the future. The state Senate passed the measure and sent it to Governor Brad Little's desk. The firing squad would be a backup method, as the state can't get drugs needed to perform a lethal injection. Utah was the last state to kill an inmate by that method back in 2010, Bobby.
Wow. Yeah, I've been reading about there's been an increase of interest, I guess, in people wanting to
go back to the firing
squad. Firing squad is an option. Yeah. Yeah. So kind of interesting. You know, the reason why they got rid of that in the first place, because it's actually pretty effective. But the reason why they got rid of it is because there were some issues with the executors having guilt over, yeah, like, hey, I just killed somebody, you know? So now the way they do it, I was reading about like the Utah one, is they have multiple rifles all pointed at the same place, but only like one or two of them actually have a bullet, and none of the people who pull the trigger know if theirs was live ammunition or if it was a blank.
Interesting.
So, yeah, kind of a way to try to reduce that, just a way to kind of reduce that guilt or anything like that. So, but all right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, top story on FoxNews.com. By the way, White House briefing erupts after reporter berates Karine Jean-Pierre with Ted Lasso cast awkwardly in the background. So yeah, there you go. Also, Burmese python population has exploded in the United States, and it may be impossible to stop, especially when you consider that we've been trying to fight it for so long. All right, Bobby's brain teaser is here for you real quick.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teasers.
The Lehigh Valley in eastern Pennsylvania is within an eight-hour drive of one-third of American consumers. And women, it's legal to be buried at sea in the United States, but the body has to be wrapped in some sort of sheets, weighed down, and thrown off the boat at least 3 miles offshore. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.